I am honored this afternoon to be at City Hall with Mayor Jody Miller and Nikita Woods, and we are here to talk about Tutty Baker Fest 2024. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And thank you so much for being here. I am so excited. It is July 12th to the 14th, correct?
That is right. Friday night to Sunday afternoon.
Friday night to Sunday afternoon. So just to give me a little bit of a visual, how is downtown Freeport used for Tutty Baker Fest? How many areas are used when it comes to
that? It's all over the downtown. It actually takes up the entire festival district. From the municipal lot being full of carnival to across the street on Chicago with the Art Plaza being full of all kinds of activities for families and music, all the way down to the Wagner House on Chicago. It'll be full of crafters, vendors, just different activities. And then also on some Stevenson, there's also a stage. Do you remember the old Germania lot?
I love Germania. Yes.
That will be also full of music for the entire weekend. So it is through the entire downtown.
Now, this is the second year of coming back with Tutty Baker Fest. Mm-hmm. What did you realize last year in order to make this bigger and better for 2024?
Well, you know, we really didn't know how it was going to go on 2023. And it was such a great turnout. So many people. And before the weekend was done, more and more people just kept coming up to us and saying, you have to do this every year. You please do this every year. We absolutely love this. So we thought, okay, I guess if this was something that the community is looking for, then let's figure it out. And it just continues to grow. So,
well, with it growing, there's music, mm-hmm. there's food,
there is,
there's crafts, there's all kinds of things I know. And more importantly, I know there's fireworks, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Can we kind of discuss really what musical entertainment is going to be here on the weekend?
Absolutely. It starts on Friday night at 5 o'clock, and we're calling it the Lesher stage. We've just got some really great sponsors this year. And so the Art Plaza will be renamed for the Lesher stage. And it starts with the Mississippi Man at 5 o'clock, and followed by Backcountry Roads. And then on the second stage, which is the Flight Radio stage at the old Germania lot, which is on Main and Adams, they're going to have R&B and blues. So lots of music going on there on Friday night. Saturday, music starts at 4 o'clock on the main stage with Bootleg Soul, which is a local group. And at 7 o'clock, the stage is for Infinity, which is the ultimate tribute band for Styx.
Oh, wow.
Journey.
Wonderful.
Boston, REO Speedwagon. So they have quite a show that they put on. They're actually coming out of the Chicagoland. And then on the main stage at Main and Adams, they've got everything from karaoke to Mario to a DJ. So it's constant. Somewhere there's always going to be entertainment. And I know some of our bar and restaurant establishments are also having their own bands. So everywhere you go in this district, it will be full of music the entire weekend.
So my question is there an admission to at all?
Free. Nope. Everything is free. All the music is free. You know, obviously this doesn't cost to get in. And the only thing that you have to pay for is if you want to go on rides, because there's a carnival, but there's wristbands available at certain times. And then whatever, obviously food that you would want to eat. So
is this something that is for all ages?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All ages. In fact, we were thinking about, you know, our parking is mostly on the outskirts of the festival district. And, you know, when you have an older generation that wants to come, they don't want to walk 5-6 blocks. So we have a trolley, actually two trolleys, all day Saturday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. that will just continue to circle the route of the festival district, picking up people and dropping them off. So all ages, from young with rides and the activities that are at the Art Plaza with just activities of...
Absolute Science will be there. They do musical sounds and a bubble experience with different stations that kids or adults can messed with a whole bunch of the wands.
Oh, the bubble wands. All right.
So they do a whole bunch of things with bubble solution that creates a nice little experience for all ages itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then furthermore,
and there's a petting zoo.
The petting zoo will start on Sunday, 11 to 4.
Yep. And Jelly Ball. Have you ever heard of Jelly Ball?
I've never heard of Jelly Ball. Yeah, what is Jelly Ball?
Well, you know, it's going to be new to us as well. It's put on by the guys that are coming for axe throwing. So it's kind of a lower geared kind of a competition kind of thing that isn't so much for,
Jelly Ball, something new. I'll just come down and check out Jelly Ball.
Yeah, speaking of Hall and Axe, they are actually going to do free throw. So you can participate in hauling or axe throwing all weekend long
for free.
So something else that a sponsor had picked up and taken care of so that the community would have an entertainment.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, with the admission being free, that's fabulous. And with being able to play jelly ball or to throw axes and it's basically free.
And mechanical bull riding for free. So,
you know, 20 years ago, I would have done that.
Well, pretend that, you know.
I don't want to hurt myself.
No.
Okay. But saying that, with all of these things for free, you have some wonderful sponsors. Who are your sponsors for this?
We do. You know what? We wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have that. And so we have TSR Concrete Coating has sponsored the fireworks for Saturday night at dusk. Can see it basically anywhere from downtown. Helm Group has sponsored the carnival coming in, and Lesher Heating and Air Conditioning has sponsored the music stages. So those were our big pieces of the puzzle. And then we also have Stewart & Associates, Fisher Excavating, Hammerett Construction, FHN, Fairgram, and then we have State Bank, Citizens State Bank, and Green State Credit Union. Those are the individuals that have made this possible.
Wow. It sounds like an incredible amount of community support.
Yes.
Incredible amount for community support. Now, Mayor Miller, back in the days when you and your staff at Union Dairy contacted my wife and myself to be a part of the 100th anniversary of Union Dairy.
Right.
That was the best festival I have ever been a part of.
Thank you.
I enjoyed telling people, showing people the different buildings and where the breweries were, but more importantly, the fireworks that took place over Union Dairy. I mean, it was a celebration like no other. Saying that, you're welcome. How did all those months of planning that you did for that Union Dairy, how has that come about bringing the Tutty Baker Fest into where it is today?
Well, you know, I probably spent 18 months working on that whole organization for the 100th anniversary for the Union Dairy. Cause I really wanted to hit every age group, every people group and have something for everyone. And I think it was a success on every level. That was as well from Friday afternoon until Sunday evening. So, you know, I just so enjoy doing that type of stuff and bringing the community together. And so, you know, I'm thinking, you know, the year or two after that, I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm really kind of feeling like I need to do something else. And then it was when Nikita came to me and she goes, you know, we really need to do something more community event. And so we kind of tossed around a few ideas. And then Nikita said, you know, what do you think about the Tutty Baker Fest coming back? And I'm like, you know, that was a huge success. Lots of great memories. I don't know anyone in Freeport that doesn't have some type of memory attached to the Tutty Baker Fest. And so we talked about what the downfalls were to it and what was some issues that could be resolved. And so we just brainstormed for a couple of years before we finally pulled together our ideas for the first 2023. And that was a 20-year hiatus. So, for it to come back and be so strong, it just was something that obviously the community really wanted. And, you know, it comes back to that piece of memory of what does it really mean to have a community? And it's all about coming together with a common unity and people gathering. It was just a phenomenal event.
So with Because I remember the first Tutty Baker days. Mm-hmm. The concerts, I remember Starship was here, and I remember all that kind of good stuff. How has having the years go on with everything that you know about this, what is your goal for Tutty Baker Fest after it's over on Sunday, 12th to 14th? What's your goal for everyone that comes down here in order to that is a part of this? What do you want to have happen for everybody?
I want to have a demand for it to happen every year. I want it to be such a success and so great that it's an absolute demand. There's no other way but to have Tutty Baker Fest every year.
And, you know, I think about memories and generationally grandparents and their grandkids. And it just really is that thing that just sticks in your memory that, oh, I love doing that. We have to do that again. Let's be a part of that. And then pretty soon they've got family members coming in from out of town and it becomes an entire thing. So, and really, you know, this is about bringing in tourism dollars to our community. It's about people coming into the downtown and seeing, oh, I didn't know that store was here. Oh, this is nice. What about this? And so it's just experiencing something that they didn't even know was here.
And that's one of the things I wanted to ask questions about are, will the stores be open?
I hope they're all open.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So hope to open. I'll tell you just a little story about your Tutty Baker Fest. I was out of the country. I was in Scotland. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while I checked out, Facebook, mm-hmm. and the positivity of everyone regarding this probably is going to be a really strong boost for this upcoming year. Mm-hmm. Somebody had a drone down here mm-hmm. and there was, I mean, I'm like, oh my God, look at all these people that are down here. Mm-hmm. Let me just ask some specifics really quick so we can give everybody their attaboys and attagirls. Mm-hmm. So who's doing the amusements? Who are doing the rides?
We have Wilson Family Show. They're a huge carnival company. Yep. This is actually their second year back. And mm-hmm. Last year, they filled the entire lot with multiple rides.
And they're actually bringing more this year. So,
okay.
Yep.
All right. And food wise, remember, I wasn't here last year. So I'm asking, where are there food trucks? What's going on?
Yeah, I think we've maybe 8 or 10 food trucks. And we've got 20 food trucks coming in and a good handful of local as well as coming from further away. So we'll have everything from barbecue to elephant ears. So,
okay. So how about this? So it starts on Friday the 12th,
right?
Goes to Sunday the 14th. So mm-hmm. on Friday the 12th, I come down in the evening. I know about the music. I know mm-hmm. all the wonderful music there. Mm-hmm. What are some activities that people can do on Friday night?
Well, we've got the craft and vendor show, which is 2 blocks long. So you can purchase all kinds of different things that, you know, you remember the craft and vendors from the previous.
I do.
They could try their hand at throwing axe. That's going to be starting on Friday night, as well as the bull riding, bingo. Elvis is going to kind of be performing in the street just as he walks along. Face painting. Phoebe Tent, she's going to be having just different massage type things and hair extensions, that kind of thing. We've got FHN that's going to be having a first aid and hydration station, and then just a handful of different businesses.
Okay. So Friday night, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take a shower, get the face paint off my face because I got my face paint for Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to come back on Saturday. What are some things I need? Because Saturday's all day and night, right?
Saturday is, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning with a bike ride sponsored by PHK.
Okay.
And that leaves out of Tutty's Crossing. But the majority of the day starts around 11 when the craft and vendors will be set back up and the carnival will start back up at 11. They'll run from 11 to 11.
The Lindo Theater actually has a movie that they're playing. It's The Wizard of Oz, and they will be playing that for free.
Okay.
That starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. The Freeport Fire Department, they're going to be doing a demonstration.
Our new ladder truck.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they'll be, on the hour, raising that up, showing how that works and talking to people about the fire safety and ladder truck, that whole experience. And the trolley rides start at 11 as well. We've got free watermelon. We've got free popcorn, several different things that, you know, just that small kind of stuff that people won't have an expense on. And then at 11 o'clock, like Nikita said, there's the bubbles and magic show and the interactive bubble stations. And then at noon at Pub 219 is a bags tournament.
Oh,
so
okay.
The bags tournament, if that's your thing, that starts at noon.
That's my thing.
Yeah. And at 1 o'clock is Little Miss Firecracker pageant.
Oh, nice.
So from 2 to 12, I
one
believe.
1 to 3.
No, I mean ages.
Oh,
ages.
Sorry.
Ages sorry. 2 to 12, I think.
We were talking hours. I'm sorry.
I was
going
to say.
It's actually. It's actually walking.
Well, okay.
To 12.
Yep.
Is the ages. So as soon as they're walking.
So someone that's listening here, if they have an individual that is pretty precocious and ready to go and maybe a little less than 2, but can walk. Can be a part of it.
The deadline is already passed.
Oh, it's already passed.
Sign
I'm
up.
Sorry.
They're
okay.
already practicing right. for this.
Yeah, they're practicing. It's going to be.
My miniature schnauzer's out there.
Yes. Okay. No. Okay. That does not work.
Okay. Okay. So I've spent all day on Saturday. I do the bike ride. I play bags. I watch
bingo.
I play bingo. I do all of these different things, and then I come back. How long does it go on Sunday?
Well, we have a piece in there that we didn't throw in yet on Saturday at 4 o'clock is a car show.
Yes.
So oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's talk about that.
There's a car show.
Freeport Hot Rods. They are the host of the car show that happens between 4 and 9. We did it last year. It was a huge success. I say we because I am the secretary of the Freeport Hot Rods.
Oh, wonderful.
And so,
now, do they kind of sponsor this or is this sponsored by someone else? Or
the car show itself is generous sponsors throughout. And so we've pretty much went to every car place in Freeport, whether it be an auto repair shop, an auto dealer, and they've all given back through the car show and made it possible.
So where is the car show going to be located?
That is in the big lot, the Newell lot on Stevenson.
Between
Adams and
okay.
and State on all right. Stevenson there.
All right. So right before you hit. Okay.
Right before you hit in the downtown.
Right before you right hit there. The downtown. I was going to say yep. that, but I'm like, okay. Yeah. Right before you hit the downtown. Yep. Okay. So you said it real. The car show, Nikita, you said the car show went really well yes. last year. May I ask how many cars?
It was well over 140.
Yeah.
And that was the ones that registered. There were a lot that just showed up and say, hey, I just want to participate. Mm-hmm. They just came in.
So. Wow. And they traveled. Did they drive around?
Yeah. From multiple different places, actually, all the way from Iowa, Wisconsin.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got a good draw.
Okay. So that's wonderful. Now.
And if you're a singer and you want to be a karaoke contest is at 4 o'clock on the main Adams stage.
Okay.
Is that you?
Okay. Those Suspicious Minds, Elvis. That's kind of my go-to. Okay. All right. So we have the I'll probably just watch people on that one. But with the karaoke going on, so, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. It just doesn't, it just doesn't stop.
Right.
So I would assume Sunday, when did that starts around 11 or is that start
actually
earlier?
It starts at 10:30. There's a community worship at the Art Plaza.
Okay.
So that starts at 10:30 and then 11 o'clock, there's the carnival starts. There's a petting zoo.
Actually, the farmer's market will be there all 3 days of the weekend. And they're going to be set up 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Sunday.
In their same location?
Yes, on the exchange, that little piece of exchange.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But they'll be there on their normal hours that is their normal clientele that come in.
So. Okay. So the farmer's market will be there for all three days.
All 3 days.
Right.
Wow. That's that's good for them and that's good for us. That's great.
Yeah. So petting zoo on Sunday. And then there's, we're calling it Sunday Fun Day. There's lots of things happening on the Old Germania grass lot all throughout the day, as well as at the Art Plaza. We've got those jelly ball and the giant games, as well as a dance party with a DJ. But then also at 1 o'clock is a parade, which is a new addition to this year. So the parade will run down Stevenson and then head south on Van Buren and then back on Main. So just that little loop there for a parade.
Very, very nice. Now, how about there's somebody that's listening to this going, hey, I didn't know I was going to be around and I want to help. I want to. Are you taking volunteers at all of this, or is everything all squared away and set?
I think we're all squared away. That's the beauty of how Nikita and I have reorganized the whole thought of it. You know, we're just working on the logistics and the marketing, the insurance, those kinds of things. And then so, you know, like PHK is doing that bicycle ride. Well, PHK organizes their piece. And if they need funding, they need to figure out, you know, get yourself some sponsors or whatever. If you need to have people manning in different places, you need to have those volunteers. So every single piece of it, you're handling it yourself. Nikita and I and the others on the committee are just that little umbrella to make sure it all runs.
All right. That's excellent. So before we tie this thing up, Nikita, why should people come to this?
Because it's going to be the biggest event of the year.
Okay.
There's literally something for everyone. And most of it is free.
Okay.
You might have to pay for rides and food, but we've really put together a really great festival with a lot of family orientation involved. And the focus is to drive business forward and to just make the community come together. I always say community strong. And that's my catchphrase is we are community strong. We have to be community strong in order to move forward. And so this is our little piece of how we can do that.
Excellent.
Just to have people make those connections. You know, it's amazing how many people you'll see when there's 35,000 people that came last year for this event. That didn't include children. So we're hopeful that it'll be even more. And you'll run across people they haven't seen for years. And so it's just that piece of connection, the memories that you'll build.
So is that how you want to end, Mayor Miller? Or do you have anything you want to end with?
You know what? It's all about the common unity in this community. So bringing people together, that's the goal.
Mayor Jody Miller. Nikita Woods, Tutty Baker Fest 2024, July 12th through the 14th. Mayor Randall, just for the heck of it, read off your sponsors one more time.
Our sponsors are TSR Concrete Coating, Helm Group, Lesher Heating and Air Conditioning, Hammerett Construction, Stewart & Associate, Fisher Excavating, FHN, Fair Graham, State Bank, Citizen State Bank, and Green State Credit Union.
There you go. We will see all of you on July 12th through the 14th. And no, I'm not going to get my face painted. It's Tutty Baker Fest 2024.